Blog Talk Radio.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Relationships 360 degrees, and thanks for joining me for the final episode of 2014. What an exciting year it's been, to say the least. You just heard one of my favorite female artists to start off the show, Mary J. Blige with Mr. Wrong. And for those of you listening for the first time, I'm Tiffany Williams Jallow, creator and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. As always, I've brought in a guest expert to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. Internationally known relationship coach Derek Watkins joins us from my hometown of New York City with advice on how to ditch Mr. Wrong and make room for Mr. Right in 2015. For more than 20 years, Derek has been offering workshops, training, and coaching to anyone who has developed fear about dating and relationships. Suffering many of the heartache and pains of the people he has coached, Derek can help anyone who is ready, willing, and serious about finding love. His skills as an NLP-certified life coach, hypnotist, and handwriting expert place him in a unique position to understand what is really happening to someone who is failing at finding the right person. Derek also has a master's degree in social work, a bachelor's degree in communication, has penned three outstanding books, The Black Man's Guide to Dating, Why Good Girls Date Bad Boys, and How to Spot a Liar, and has appeared on Love & Hip Hop, The TRL Show, 98.7 KISS FM in New York City, and many other media programs. Good evening, Derek. You holding up
Good
over
evening.
There?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous. like I said, we're wrapping up, you know, Relationship 360 for the year, and I believe that, you know, we have a great topic for our listeners tonight to kind of help them to, you know, break, you know, some bad relationship patterns and start afresh, you know, in the new year and, you know, make healthier choices. So hopefully, you know, you can help us do that tonight. You guys, if you'd like to chime in, you can give us a call at 714-409-0610. We'll be posting that in the chat room here shortly. And feel free to enter your comments and questions there as well for tonight's guest, Mr. Derek Watkins. Derek, in the title of one of your books, you pose the question, why do good girls date bad boys? And you suggest a number of reasons. And I want to explore that. But first, I want to talk about your appearance on VH1's Love & Hip Hop. You recently were brought in to help Tahiri Jose, I believe that's how you pronounce her last name, and her ex-boyfriend, who's a hip-hop artist. His name is Joe Budden. You helped them to sort through a relationship challenge in which Tahiri discovered that Joe had been in her bed with another woman. And, you know, Joe is the epitome of a bad boy who Tahiri finds, you know, hard to stay away from. I mean, they have broken up and gotten together so many times. and, you know, all of this with, you know, Joe just misbehaving, you know, all through the course of their relationship. And I wanted to play, you know, the clip from the show tonight. I wasn't able to get it converted in the format that it needed to be in on such short notice. So we're just going to talk about it. And my question to you is, you know, why does Tahiri keep allowing, you know, Joe to come back despite his constant misbehavior? And why do other women fall into this trap?
Well, Tahiri and Joe were very unique. And when I say unique, they both actually like each other, but getting to that final step was very challenging. Not just because Joe can be challenging, it's also because Tahiri thinks she invested in that relationship. When you're with someone for a very long time, you expect at a certain point to be rewarded for all the ups and downs that the person you believe put you through. So in her mind, there were a couple of rules that he broke that just were disrespectful to the point that she just couldn't take it no more. Now, to that point, many women from this nice girl, bad boy type of thing, because men like Joe come as they are. They don't wear bad boy across their chest. They come as they are. Women select the men that they date. Men don't select the women that they date. You guys, as women, are totally in control. So he came. He presented a certain lifestyle to her that sounds intriguing, because bad boys are intriguing. They're mysterious. They're secretive. They're mysterious. And I think a lot of women would rather try to find out what's going on with them than have it given to them on a plate.